Silver Moore. She's the vice president of the Black Student Alliance at Michigan State University. Silver, how are you?
I'm doing good. How are you?
It's good to talk with you again. We have a black president, and the leading candidate on the Republican Party to run for president is black. But we still have some challenges when it comes to race relations. Recently at Michigan State University, I talked with you after I read a story that there have been some actions on campus, which has alerted you and the folks that you work with at the BSA. I want you to tell us the story of when you first found out about what was going on and give us the details.
Well, what kind of first started this was an incident where a student living in Acres Hall, a dorm on campus, a black student, had written on her door, no, and then the N-word, please. And one of our board members was actually friends with her sister, and so the girl's sister took a picture of it and sent it to one of our board members. And, you know, obviously immediately seeing that we were upset about it, we had conversations amongst each other via these long email threads. We put it up on Facebook to let the community know what was going on. From that, stories of other people's experiences came up. People were commenting on the pictures, talking about how they were upset, how they were sad, how they couldn't believe it. And some even said, well, I'm not surprised because things like this have happened to me. So that one incident kind of sparked a whole lot around Michigan State within conversation and led to us doing a town hall meeting as well as a protest in March.
Is there a race relations problems among the students at Michigan State University?
Well, I think it's been a problem for some years now. This isn't an isolated incident. This isn't a first-time occurrence. We've had issues like this for years now. Even last year, you know, a student had a swastika drawn on her door along with other racial epithets. So this is nothing new. In fact, one of the largest demonstrations that happened here on campus by the Black Student Alliance was the 89 study then, and that's where they did a sit-in in the administration building, which lasted 8 days. And incidents like this is what sparked that, and that was in 1989. So this is nothing new. Stuff like this has been going on, and unfortunately, it hasn't gotten as much attention as it has needed to in the past, and I think that's why it does continue to go on.
Silver, has Michigan State University President Luana Simon and her administration addressed your concerns?
President Simon did release a letter to all students the day of our town meeting. In this letter, she made some comments that kind of had a few students upset and felt like she didn't really care as much as we would want her to. So it wasn't enough, in our opinion, and quite frankly for us, it was a little too late. You know, the picture had been released for about a week now before she even decided to make any sort of comment. So, you know, at that point, it was like, well, we wish we would have heard from you a week ago. So at this point, we're still working with the administration to figure out what we can further do. But as of yet, we're definitely not satisfied with the actions they take.
You know, Silver, what's interesting about this is I think a lot of us had gotten to the point where we thought racial issues were a thing of the past, especially on college campuses. But I guess that isn't the case.
Well, no, it's definitely not the case. You know, a lot of people thought that with the president, Obama, you know, being in office, that made everything better. But actually, there was an influx of hate groups, you know, when he did go into office. So it didn't mean that everything was okay. I remember going to a conference, student leadership and diversity conference, right after he got elected, and people telling their stories about how they would hear people saying that they were so disappointed that, you know, white America let a black man in the presidency. We heard those stories immediately after he got in office, so by no means did that make everything better. And, you know, so that stuff kind of goes into every area of life. You know, you get to college campus, sometimes this is the first time students encounter people that don't look just like them. So they pass on some of those prejudices, that they learned from their families, and it kind of perpetuates here because for the first time, some of them actually are interacting with people that don't look like them. So that's when it becomes apparent.
All right, what's next for the Black Student Alliance?
Well, we are working on meeting with the administration gathering a list of demands and what we would like to see, how we can tell administration what they need to do to best service us as students, because we are students here and should be able to feel comfortable and safe as students here at Michigan State. So we are working on that as we speak, and we're planning on meeting with administration very soon. So this is not the last of it. We're definitely committed to working to make this campus a better place for not only Black students, but any minority group that is on campus, whether it be by your race, whether it be by gender or sexual orientation. We are committed to making this campus a safe place.
Silver, when this first started breaking, what did it make you think? How did it make you feel?
I definitely was initially shocked when I first saw the photo. It was early in the morning. I had just got up. One of the first things I do when I wake up is check my mail. So it was early when I first got it, and it was like I can't believe this is happening moment. But at the same time, it took me back to all of those stories that I did hear in the past, and, you know, it's just like, why are we not yet past this? And so I don't think I lingered on the wow factor as much. It was more so, we got to do something. You know, when all of the e-board, we said to ourselves, you know, this is what we signed up for. When we ran for these positions, we made it a commitment to the community to address issues like this. So immediately it was like, we got to do something.
Silver, I can remember attending some cultural diversity workshops when I went to LCC. And there were other issues when it came to race relations. As a matter of fact, there was some interesting dialogue among the Black members of the panel that I was at, talking about the race relations within the Black community, how there were challenges for light-skinned Blacks versus darker-skinned Blacks, or those who had better, finer hair than others. Do you see that type of issue, those types of issues still being challenges?
Well, there's actually been programs here at Michigan State about once a year since I've been here. I'm a junior now, when entitled Light Skin versus Dark Skin, and they talked about this issue of colorism in the Black community. It is something that is very real, that within the community you do hear about. I think there is privilege even in some oppressed groups, and so there is a sense of light skin privilege. And that could be, like, even if you look at what your views of beauty are within your community, and we tend to have this in the Black community, this view of a light-skinned woman with good hair, as we call it, which is more fine. So those issues, they still do exist. They're not gone, but we think that comes from a history of a history even dating back to slavery on views of what the better Black was. And so some of those issues still linger on until today. And, you know, it's kind of like a class within, you know, the Black community at times on who is perceived as more beautiful, who you're more likely to want to be around. You know, even with jobs and things of that nature, it is oftentimes a disparity between those that are lighter skin and darker skin. So that is something that is real and is discussed here quite often.
All right, Silver, you have my cell phone number. Please keep in touch. We'd like to continue reporting on this story. We appreciate your time greatly.
No problem. I definitely do that.